Welcome to another episode of the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm with Mrs. Michelle Hill, the Grammar School Principal of Veritas Christian Academy. If you visit the grammar school classes, you will notice on the walls the following phrase: I am, I can, I ought, and I will. Today, we will discover what this means for our school.
I am a child of God, a gift to my parents and my country. I am a person of great value because God made me.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God has made me able to do everything required of me. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. Colossians 3:23.
So, Mrs. Hill, there has been a lot of positive talk about how we're encouraging our young people here at Veritas to behave in the best way for both teaching and learning.
Yes, we are very excited to introduce what we in the grammar school have dubbed our truths. There are four statements our students are learning, and we have associated them each with Scripture. Our classes are memorizing them, and they are displayed in our classrooms so our students can see them each day. I am very excited because we are already beginning to see our students using what they are learning.
So where does the phrase, I can, I ought, and I will come from?
This comes from a lady named Charlotte Mason. She was a classical educational reformer who lived in England between 1842 and 1923. She was extremely well-read and had a wise understanding of wonderful ways that God designed children to learn. She urged that children be exposed to suitable great books and God's creation in an engaging manner.
And it's my understanding, Mrs. Hill, that Charlotte Mason, as an educational reformer, is having more and more of a positive influence on classical Christian education today.
Yes, at Veritas Christian Academy, we are taking the very best from men and women of faith who have impacted classical Christian education, and when fitting, make application here at Veritas. As a matter of fact, the grammar school teachers are reading and discussing a book by Karen Glass entitled Consider This, Charlotte Mason and the Classical Tradition. I would recommend it for parents who desire to get a better understanding of Charlotte Mason's place in history of classical Christian learning.
And so, what are some clear ways that the I am, I can, I ought, and I will phrase is different from other ways of molding and shaping character?
Well, we know that for a number of years, the public school has waged a campaign against bullying. And while noble, it misses a higher standard. Classical Christian education is founded on biblical teachings and the rich tradition of thousands of years of best practices. We know that character is best formed by engaging the moral imagination of children. This is best done with stories and with affirmative teachings. In other words, do not do is less beneficial than clearly showing a child, this is what you should do.
So, are you saying that a list of stop this and do not do that, specifically don't bully, is not nearly as successful or effective as start this or do that?
Exactly. Teaching our children that they are created in God's image, and by the strength of God they can act as they should, and by His grace and mercy they can become the kinds of people who bring Him pleasure in who they are and how they behave. Of course, we do not want bullying to occur at Veritas. So if we put, I can be kind, I can be gentle, and I will be loving, and I will control my hands and feet, we know that children are learning to consider others before themselves and begin to act in accordance to God's greatest commandment, to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We want to bring up the next generation to not just know how to behave properly here at school, but to grow to be the young person God has designed them to be. Charlotte Mason and the Business of Classical Education gave consideration to this goal. The formation of character, shaped by the idea that right thinking leads to right acting.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mrs. Hill, and sharing with us what's going on in grammar school. This has been so encouraging. Veritas, be listening for future podcasts. Send any suggestions of something you would like to hear discussed to cpritz@veritasnc.org. Have a blessed day.